Yerushalmi Sukkah corresponding to Bavli Sukkah Daf Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Sukkah Hayushana Beis Shammai Poislin and Beis El Machshirin. An old Sukkah, Beis Shammai say that it's invalid and Beis El say that it's valid. Evi Hayushana Kol She'asar Koidim L'Chag Shloshim Yoyim Aval Imasar L'Shem Chag Afilim Etchilas Hashana K'Sheva. What's considered old if he built it more than 30 days before the festival? But if he built it as a sukkah for the festival, even if he built it at the beginning of the year, then it's valid. And the Gemara says, Tani tzarech l'chadish b'davar, the Baisa says that even according to Beis Hillel who say that an old sukkah is valid, ideally he must make an addition to the sukkah to show that he built it for the festival. Chevaya amu tefach, Rabbi Yosef oime kolshehu. Chevaya say he must add a tefach, and Rabbi Yosef says he can add any minimal amount. According to Rabbi Yossi, he must add that amount to the entire length or breadth of the sukkah. After matzakein, matzah hayushana tafluta de Beis Shammai or de Beis Hillel. The same discussion applies to an old matzah, that Beis Shammai say that it's invalid and Beis Hillel say that it's valid. And Rabbi Yossi de Beis Kolhi, mekeren shalei asar l'shem Pesach, devaboy shalei dikdik bo. Rabbi Yosef says that all agree that an old matzah is invalid because if he did not bake it for Pesach, he will certainly not be careful about preventing it from becoming chometz. Sukkas aroyim, sukkas ayotzim kasheira. A shepherd's sukkah that he built to protect him from the sun when working, and a potter's sukkah where he makes his pottery to sell, are valid as sukkos. Sukkas akusim asur kirchasa kasheira, shalei kirchasa pasula. A kusi's sukkah, if he built it correctly, it's valid. If not, then it's invalid. We don't rely on the testimony of the Kusi if he says that he built it correctly. The Kusi converted on Jewish, and their conversion was doubtful, and therefore they had a quasi-Jewish status. Ha'oisa sukkah la'atzmoi ma'o oimeh boch asher k'lishon av mitzvosav b'tzivon alasei sukkah. One who builds a sukkah for himself should recite the blessing, Baruch Hashem, who commanded us to make a sukkah. La'acha la'achel la'asei sukkah lishmoi. If he built it for others, he should say, who commanded us to make a sukkah for his name. When he enters to dwell in it, he should recite the blessing of who commanded us to dwell in the sukkah. Once he's recited the blessing on it on the first night of Sukkot, he does not need to recite the blessing again, as the entire festival is considered one long day. Chanin bar Abba b'shem Rav Uzman. Chanin bar Abba, quoting Rav, said that the blessing of Shechiyonu should also be recited at the time of building the sukkah. Mekeren shechasheicha ma'u shiyeisorech lahazkir shizman. The Gemara asks, if a person did make the blessing of Shechiyonu at the time of building, must he recite it again when nightfall arrives and he enters the sukkah to recite Kiddush on a cup of wine? Rav Hoysha amar sorech lahazkir zman, Rabbi Lo amar sorech lahazkir zman, Rav Zvida amar sorech lahazkir zman. So Rav Hoysha, Rabbi Lo, and Rav Zvida all answered that he must recite Shechiyonu again. Rav Chiya bar Ada, Avila, Shmua, Rav Zeira, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman, b'shem Yehoshia, Rav Yehuda, bar Pazi, b'shem Rav Chama, Avoid Rav Yehoshia, Rav Yehoshia, Mekeren shechasheicha, Sarech lahazkir zman. Rav Chiya bar Ada, quoting this ruling in the name of others, which is Rav Zeira, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman, quoting Rav Yehoshia, Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, quoting Rav Chama, the father of Rav Yehoshia, they all said, after nightfall, he must recite the blessing of Shechiyonu again.